championships, 27 SEC titles, 131 first-team All-Americans, 70 postseason appearances, 39 postseason victories. This is Alabama football. And this is Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Started as we continue right here, 4 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. We'll do Alabama Tradition. Martin Houston still coaching high school football, but at some point he's going to rejoin me and we'll have a lot of fun. But right now we're going to continue with our Dreamland score prediction day. Tony in Tuscaloosa. Tony, good day, man. You're in the game.
Roll Todd.
Tony, you feeling good?
You know, hey, I'm going to tell you this. You had a great show. I mean, you had some great callers, and then you had Ronnie.
That was a very poor attempt at Ronnie, Johnny's brother, right?
I mean, you've had some great callers.
The people behind the scenes accuse you of being Ronnie.
No,
I kid you not.
No.
Tony, come on, man. You know it was you.
I actually took up and said it didn't sound like you, but
no, it did. But was not me. That was
you.
Not
promise?
Me. But I would have tried something like that had I thought of it. But I had.
Yeah.
And woo. Ouch.
Yeah, Johnny. Ronnie and Johnny from Coleman, Alabama.
Oh, that was rough. But back to serious stuff here. It's a scary game, Ryan.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. We just got to make it. We got to win. We need Wisconsin. We need Michigan. Need Florida. And we need Pennsylvania. If we get those, we're in. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about Mississippi State. I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, yeah.
You're right. You're right on that too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mississippi State should
in the House and the Senate.
Yeah,
but scary game. You got an offensive guru with 2 weeks to prepare for the probably biggest game of his life, and his offensive genius works primarily against man-to-man coverage. And I don't know.
Are you nervous?
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, you're not like Wardell and Moundville, 38-31, are you?
I think that's a really good score, by the way.
No, come on, Tony.
I do. Now, my score is a little bit bigger. I'm going 42-28.
Okay.
With there being a one-possession game midway fourth quarter.
Glory. Okay, 42-28.
And the only reason I say that is they got a good defense. They're going to limit. You know, I mean, we're going to get a lot of opportunities, which we might score 49, let's say, or whatever. But they're going to score a lot. They're going to have a lot of people wide open. And if we can't pressure the quarterback, oh, my God.
I agree.
It's going to be a tight game.
Well, when you look at Mississippi State, one of the top – depends on which metric you want to go with. You want to go total defense, Mississippi State's total defense, number one in the SEC. They give up 295 yards per game. You look at yards per play, I think it adjusts a little bit. No, actually, they're still – I looked at this metric last week. They're 4.56, so they're number one there. If you want to go scoring defense in the SEC, I think it's Georgia. It is Georgia. Mississippi State drops down just a little bit, but they're still
– How many points they average up giving up a game?
Mississippi State gives up 26.8.
I'm just, and they're physical, and they got a week off. We're beat up. Are we not beat up?
We are a little bit. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, we need the off week to be this week, to be honest with you. But they got the off week last week. I think it's going to be tight. And, I couldn't call yesterday. I'll be honest with you, I'm devastated. I'm absolutely devastated.
What do you mean?
What by Jalen?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is like 3 years in a row, the best player or one of the two best players on the team leaves the field on a cart.
I mean, that's brutal.
And
even the post-game interview from CBS, you know, she had said, hey, it's, this is another year. I don't think there's anything in it. It's just a bad.
Oh, I mean, it's just bad luck.
Yeah, just a bad run of it.
I mean, that's a heck of a run of bad luck, but it's just bad luck. But we have been somewhat healthy. You know, the healthiest we've been in years, have we not, this year?
Oh, I think we are. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like as of today, we're still probably the healthiest Alabama's been this many games into a season. In five years.
This is when you hear me complaining about the Big Ten and pulling, you know, you play 10 games, it's tough. It's tough. And you've got the Big Ten up there playing the minimum number of games. I know they'll play the additional championship game, but so will we. When you look at a path to the college football playoff, it's a much different path than we have to take. When you look at the ACC, Clemson, I mean, it's a one-game schedule. They got a South Bend the second week of November, and it's over.
That's not even a game.
No, it's not, but, I mean, we're making it into something. It's the same thing we tried to create Miami a couple of weeks ago.
They're so desperate for someone to just be average in the ACC.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're desperate. North Carolina, they still think North Carolina is something. You know, nuts, whatever on that. I'm going to tell you, the Big Ten is about to become a disaster because COVID is going to hit your football team and your players can't sit out 3 games. They can't. Mathematically, it's going to be impossible.
Yes, 21 days up there. I almost think they're the ones that kind of want to do it because they couldn't get their way initially, and they're the ones that will kind of take this thing down if we get taken down. But – leave it to the Big Ten. They'll screw things up. But right now, I can't talk bad about the Big Ten because I'm kind of pulling for them. I called everybody in Michigan I know. I called everybody in Wisconsin, which is two people. So I need the Big Ten, and our country needs the Big Ten. So right
yes,
now,
yes, we do. But are you up to date on the quarterback situation?
Yeah, Wisconsin, because
of COVID.
Yeah, 21 days. Shut him down.
No. But it's talking about because of contact tracing or whatever, the second and the third string quarterback are going to be out too.
I mean, what do you say? I mean, it's
they're going to have the fourth string quarterback and their first three strings are going to sit out 3 games.
Just wait until it's Justin Fields. Then the Big Ten's going to look like dummies whenever they have to go reverse it and say, oh, not 21 days. We'll just do 10 like the rest of everyone.
You think it's what they'll do? I mean, you got
to. Yeah, if it's Ohio State, if that's their shot to the college football playoff, then you know they will because the Big Ten has already done this where they've gone back on the decision. It's made them look dumb.
And I'd like to get a microbiologist on here at some point to explain because maybe the off week or something. But see, what the way that I understand this virus, I know they're still learning a lot of things, but what he tells me is the numbers, the virus is going to become more contagious, but it's going to become less powerful. It's going to lose strength. In other words, you'll have a number, but you're going to have less and less of the severity is going to be reduced significantly. So
you You mean of mortality?
No, the severity of the actual virus. In other words, you're going to have a lot more asymptomatic people. You're going to have more positive tests. But the virus, he kind of explained some virology to me with the less impact that it has. So he said, this is what they do. If you study viruses and you go back to different ones that have impacted, he said, you really have usually a peak. Your peak is almost at the end of the run. And so the virus usually just spins out. He said,
burns itself out.
So he said, when you hear people right now, the numbers are going through the roof. He says, the problem is, and yeah, you're going to have people that have different reactions. But he said, what's happening is you'll see this peak and then it'll just spin itself out. It's what he is, and I'm a lot smarter than
I hope he's right.
No, I had it too. I did too. Hey, give me a total offensive yards, Tony.
So our total offensive yards?
Yeah, you gave me 4228, but you never gave me a total yardage.
I'll go 475.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Tony. I got to run to these next callers, man.
Good talking to y'all. Roll Tide.
Go Wisconsin. Go Michigan. Go Minnesota. Go Pennsylvania.
Anyone
go
but Ohio
Big
State.
Ten. We already got Ohio. Ohio's going red. David, Tampa, Florida. David, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan. How are you today?
Go Big Ten. Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not know that about Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're down. Ooh, yes. Yeah, so.
What a mess. Jeez.
And not good.
Hey,
not good.
In 21 days. Was that Brad Edwards on earlier today?
Yeah, Brad Edwards.
Yeah, he threw some good stats out there at the end, but the one that I didn't quite catch was he said that there was a 72-game betting favorite streak that was also Bama, but I thought he said it ended at the Texas game, which the Texas game was year two.
No, I think he said Georgia game, 2015.
Georgia game, okay. Yeah. Okay, now that makes sense. I was like,
but I'm going to look that up, and I'll try to find an answer, but I think I've said it a couple times, but I think that number flipped. I think it went from Alabama an underdog to Alabama a favorite. I'm not sure which one he's looking at, if he's looking at the official opening line or the closing line. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, okay.
Like the line moves, throughout. And we were an underdog when we opened up, but I think as the week progressed, right before kickoff, I think we turned into a favorite.
That sounds familiar to me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know where to look that up, I'd be curious.
I can't. Well, I'm going to text some people out in Las Vegas and see if I can find. Brad Powers will be one of them, but I'll try to find a historical side of things.
Yeah. He also mentioned Jones in the QBR rating. And I had just within days looked that up for Jones this year. I didn't think to go back to the Michigan game, but, I had no idea what a streak was. But, geez, man. I did go back and look. He hasn't had anything posted below a 95.
That's crazy.
In his last six games. Yeah.
And if he does it again, it'll be the 95. Seventh game. It'll be the seventh game, and then it'll break a record. Wow. I mean, think about that. I mean, Mac Jones is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought that he'd be able to put
Nobody.
Up numbers like that?
Nobody. Nobody. Yeah. I mean, if we'd have interviewed his mother in the summer, she wouldn't have predicted this type of start.
So he's been at Alabama. This is his fourth full year, right? He's in the middle of his fourth year.
Yeah, so he's a redshirt junior.
Okay. So how does somebody stay on an athlete stay on the Alabama campus for 3-4 years and not fill out more than he has? I mean, I'm sure you saw the pictures going around this weekend comparing him to Brady.
I guess it's just that genetics. Guy. I mean, look at me, David. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I was going to make a little sarcastic comment, but I mean, look, man, I'm here. I am in the early 40s, and I still haven't been able to fill out, But you look at I guess it's strictly made up of genetics. I mean, and I think he's a guy that busts his butt. I've always heard great things about a work ethic standpoint. So,
yeah,
but I did see the photo.
I've worked out all my life and I'm not by any means any, but I just don't see how you spend any time in the gym and look like that, which makes me think he doesn't spend any time in the gym. Not that he needs to. I mean, we all saw Brady coming out of school, but it just blows me away that that he's been there 4 years and he still looks like that.
Sure.
But it seems to be working well for him, so I'm not going to criticize him too much.
Well, I tell you what, man, he's turned into a player, man. I hope that this recycles the trend to get quarterbacks to stay and to be patient and not hit that transfer. Listen, if you're a senior and you've only got 1 year of eligibility, I think you have the option. Now, I'm not also for Derek King doing it the way he did it, where he just shut it down at the midpoint of the season and said, "Hey, I'm 4 games in. I'm out of here." I'm not talking about that, but I would right. like to see quarterbacks maybe waited out. And I hope Mac Jones, with what he's been able to do, being patient, developing, understanding, maybe I'm not where I need to be. But,
is there a problem if he comes back next year?
I guess there can be. I'm not crazy enough to think that Bryce Young came, 2,700 miles across the country to wait his turn. Yeah. But if Mac Jones comes back you would think that they would have that conversation. I think Bryce is a guy that has got a cannon for an arm. He's got precise accuracy. I think he analyzes the defense. I mean, if you look at his reads, I think he's spot on that. The ball comes out of there. That quick release, he can make it up in a hurry. So I think Bryce has got everything that you want in a big-time quarterback. I mean, that's what happened on Saturday's. Rest of the SEC is going, "Dead gummit, not again, not again, not again." I mean, they want a break, and they see that, I've heard great things about Paul Tyson, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hate to think where he's going to end up.
Yeah.
All right, let me give you my numbers, Ryan. I know a lot of people are trying to get in those last 45 minutes here.
All right, talk to me.
My score is going to be 49-16.
49-16?
Yeah, I'm trying to cut in the middle of some of these 14s and 17s.
Okay.
17s and 20s. That's why I'm giving these off numbers here.
49-16, Bama, and then, total
offense, I'm going to go with a little lower than some of the others. I'm going to go with 515.
515. 49-16, yep. 515. David, thank you, man.
Yep. Hey, thank you. Roll Tide, Ryan.
Yeah, Roll Tide to you. David, Tampa, Florida, will come back. Joe in Red Bay. And we actually have a line available. That's the first time we've been able to say that. We actually, when we went to Mike D'Attelier, we were jammed up when we started in with the calls. Now we've got a line available. First time we've been able to say that since, all day. We'll take those. And as I say that, phone line's right back to jam up. 205-342-9904. It is a Dreamland Score Prediction Day. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Tide 100.9, WTIDFM. The station in Tuscaloosa for ESPN Radio. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
So let's continue. 205-342-9904. Let's go to Joe in Red Bay. Joe, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Howdy, howdy, Ryan. How's it going?
Oh, man, life is good, man. I hope you are, too.
I'm doing great. I had a scuffle with my uncle earlier, but, it's all good.
You had a scuffle with him?
Yeah. There's right on cue, there's my mom beeping, and I'll call her back after this.
Okay. Okay.
But, that's won? Family problems, Ryan.
Who won? Did you you win it?
I won. Yeah, I won. Okay. Yeah, I won.
You socked him in the nose?
Yeah, and the gut, and yeah, 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 he pushed, popped my lip, and you know, that's good, you know, I can do that on my own anyway, just fall over some. I got you, but you know, it's all good, and he had reason, my mom just now beeping, he's over her house crying, and you know, he's seen now, he's seen now, but listen, I want to go to this, you know. I think it was the last caller, caller four, was talking about, well, Jalen Waddle, you know, he got, well, you know, how many points we just racked up with Jalen Waddle with him in the game this past Saturday?
Yeah, quite a few, but.
I mean, Alabama's going to rock and roll, and we didn't use Jalen Waddle near as much last year as I thought we could or should have. I mean, he's doing good. But, you know, thing with Uncle, it's something over the trailer I sold him a couple of weeks ago, and he's wanting a title and or some, I don't know what the heck he's wanting, Ryan.
Is he an Auburn fan?
He's an Ole Miss fan.
Oh, that's your problem right there.
And he hates Alabama, and that's my mom's brother, but he's, you know, he's crazy. You know, the only way to deal with somebody like that is just, you know, pop him in the nose, you know, or gut shot him, you know.
Well,
He's older. You know, you don't want to hurt the abuser elder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want you to get arrested either. You know, it's
so you can't just, you know.
I mean, because we let me check with Brian. Brian, we don't accept collect calls from the jail, do we? We don't.
I mean, if it's good content, then
I mean, if it's good, okay. Well, I mean, you can call us collect, Joe. We'll do our best, but don't get in trouble now.
All right. Well, if I'm in jail, if the sheriff will let me, I'll call and, you know, maybe he's a Bama fan.
Tell him it's your rights, you know, to listen to the show. If he didn't let you listen to it, I mean, we've got some power some places, so.
That's right.
What's Red Bay County? What's the county they're in?
Franklin.
Oh, Franklin. No, we don't know anybody.
Franklin County. Yeah. And the northwest corner of Alabama, you got Lauderdale, which is Florence, Alabama, and you got Colbert County, which is most of show, and then you got Franklin County, which is Red Bay, Russellville. You know, Red Bay and Russellville don't get along. You know, we're at each side of the county, and we, you know, there's a lot of fights there I can go back on, but I don't, you know, but I don't want to get in all that.
I got you. All right, so Joe, give me a score, man. What do you think?
I'm going to say 52-20, and the only reason I'm giving State 20 is because Alabama, our backup defense, is really bad. It's like every time we play somebody, they get a last, you know, minute touchdown. So I'm going to give that. And, Ryan, I would have hit that score. All I needed was Alabama to score one more touchdown last week, and Bama hold them to a field goal instead of seven. But, yeah, you know, effing. It's like they talked, like they heard me talking and say, you know what?
They probably did.
Let's screw Joe's score up.
I think they did. They probably did. Nick Saban said, I just, that Joe guy makes me mad.
Joe said 55, so let's just get 48.
I bet you a dollar Nick Saban did that. I bet he heard us last week and he said, you know, call off the dogs. Bring them up. We're not going to let Joe and Red Bay win.
Well, if Nick Saban is listening, I need 52 points and only allow 20. You know, you can hold them to 10.
If it's
52-10, let them get a last-second touchdown and field goal to make, give them 20.
Got it.
Help a brother out.
All right, give me the Bama total offensive yards.
532.
Hey, Joe, be good, man. Stay out of trouble, okay?
We're going to rock and roll up the Mississippi State. Oh, I'm good, right? In fact, I'm fixing to call him back and tell him to. Anyway, I don't need to get family problems on here.
Well, tell him you're sorry and tell him you won't hit him as hard next time.
Well, I wouldn't. My mother's 80 year old.
Okay, well, you better
not need to be coming bothering her with stuff that she does not need to deal with.
No, you got to respect mom.
Right, yeah. And that's where I have a problem with him right there.
Be good, Joe.
You know, but hey, screw Ole Miss. Screw them.
Well, we've already knocked out them, but thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
I think I cut him off. Joe, be good, man. 205-342-9904. Robert, Waterloo, Iowa. Robert, good afternoon, man. You're in the game.
Robert in the house.
Robert in the house. How are you, man?
How are you?
Man, I'm having an incredible day.
How is Johnny's brother?
You're Johnny's brother?
No. Oh, and Johnny's brother.
You think it was Johnny's brother? I don't think it was. I think it was somebody lying on Johnny.
Johnny's brother lying?
I just don't think it was Johnny's brother.
Yeah. You don't think it's Johnny's brother?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. Maybe I could be Johnny's brother. You never know.
Well, do you want to be Johnny's brother?
If Johnny wants me to be his brother, he can. You never know. I can be Johnny's brother. You never know.
Well, but
now
it's a non-paying position. It's a non-paying position. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Yeah, man. Hey, your last day. Your card, what is it, Dave Bob?
Say it one more time.
Yeah, his name is Dave Bob or J-Rob?
Oh, it's J-Rob.
He ran your contest.
He hit it nail on the hammer, and he got his tiebreaker. He beat our buddy out from Manchester, Tennessee. Got him by just a couple of yards. And the bad thing is Ellis has hit two of these, and both of them got tied on the tiebreaker. So, Ellis had 48-17-2. Ellis had 450 on the total yards. J-Rob had 427.
What's the name of your last car?
Joe in Red Bay.
Joe in Red Bay. What did he do?
He went
50. What did he score?
He went 52-20.
52-20. Yeah. I'm going to go upper. I'm going to go 53-21.
53-21. Give me a total offensive yards for Alabama.
So what goal? What don't say about that yard?
He went 532.
532. How about 553?
553. All right, I've got it. 553. Robert,
I don't know if I win. Maybe I win. I don't know.
I hope you do. I'm pulling for you, man. Thank you, Robert.
Ty, I remember that. Robert and Ollie. And the house, Johnny and Ali in the house all the time, man.
All right.
All the time.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Take care.
Yep. Thank you, man.
Take care, buddy.
All right. We love you, Robert. We appreciate you, man.
I love you, too.
Roll Tide. That guy's always got a good spirit about him. You ever feel, just when he calls in, just always happy, man. I like people like that. Quick, Dave, talk to me, man. Give me a score.
52-10 and Alabama 627 yards. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Quick Dave. We'll come back. We'll take Robert and Brookwood, and then we'll get more callers right here on the game. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Tide 100.9, WTIDFM, and ESPN Radio for the biggest events in sports. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9.
Hot! It's awesome. You're having no fun. Have some fun.
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, so we're going to take Robert and Brookwood. We'll go to DL and T-Town. And then we'll go down to Brett and Mobile and Dwayne here in Tuscaloosa right here on Tide 100.9. It's a Dreamland score prediction day. Robert and Brookwood. Robert, you're next. Good afternoon, sir. You're in the game.
What's going on the late show today?
Oh, 5 hours. 5 hours, man. You guys have filled up an entire sheet of paper, and I'm already on another one.
Who was called in just a call or two ago about sounding like a soap opera, General Hospital? He knocked somebody out.
Joe in Red Bay.
Oh, okay. I turned it on. I was making sure I was on the right show.
This is all my children.
Listen.
One life to live.
Mississippi State don't have too bad of a defense. Probably the second best defense we've faced so far other than Georgia. They've had a week off. I don't know if that's going to solve their offensive problems, but I think I'll put this game down at 45-14.
All right, 45-14.
566 total yards.
500. Say it one more time, please.
566.
566.
And real quick, to move on, have you heard anything from practice this week? Who might be one of those freshman receivers or anything? You heard any good news coming out of that? Or
I haven't.
Any update?
I haven't, but I will. I will get an update following this show tonight. Hopefully, I can give you a little. A little inside information tomorrow.
The long-term prognosis for Waddle is good. Do you think there's any chance at all he might would come back, or he'll just go pro?
Oh, I mean, listen, I mean, we had Mike Dettillier on earlier. I think that's it's hard to tell a kid to turn down millions and millions of dollars. You know what I mean? It's just,
especially if it's you're right. I mean, they know what he can do and all.
I mean,
that.
Would you if somebody walked up to you and said, "Hey,
as long as I'm rehabbing good and everything's back," they say, "Hey, everything looks good as it was before." Hey, I'm walking.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing though, Ryan. Think of Judy and Ruggs; they could have been back this year too.
I mean, if I had a winning lottery ticket, how would I guard that winning lottery ticket?
Yeah.
I mean, so
we really could have been loaded at receiver, you know, these guys going out as juniors and all that. Just, you know, we got a lot of that. Rick Neuhauser said that. We got a lot of depth at receiver, that's for sure. As long as we got somebody with a little bit of a dazzling speed, I don't think we're going to be hurt too much. Slade Bolden looks like he can, go across that middle pretty good. I just don't know how his overall speed is, but I think we're going to be all right.
He's a good-looking kid, man.
Real quick, I hadn't got the chance to hear Corey this week. Is he hit the panic button? Is he okay? Or
we have not. Anybody heard from Corey? No.
He hadn't called out yesterday or today.
I think he called in yesterday. I could be wrong though.
Okay. Well.
Well, he may be done committed himself.
He did call in yesterday.
He's too focused on the Hewitt Trustville Huskies right now.
He said it's time to get dialed in on the softball team, man.
Forget that call last spring. My God, the second string catcher went down for the softball team. What are we going to do?
He told us on the air. He said, "Ryan, I can't believe it." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Can you believe?" Oh God.
Oh, we love you, bro.
All right,
brother. Great show.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Robert. Robert Brookwood right there helping us out. Let's go to DL here in T-Town. DL, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Yes, I'll let you get my score in, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Love to have it.
38-34. Mississippi State.
Okay. Oh, so you want to take Mississippi State to beat Alabama?
Yes, sir. Coach Saban ain't never met the Pirate.
Okay. 38-34, Bama total offensive yards.
483.
All right, I got it. 38-34, Mississippi State, 483.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, DL. We appreciate it. Thank you. 205-342-9904. Dwayne, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good afternoon, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I hope you are, too. What'd you guys pay for that? What'd y'all pay for that group of officials, man?
We didn't pay anything. Why should we have to?
I know, but
you know, the thing is, let me ask you something, Ryan. Did the direction of the ball change?
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
I think it did.
You go back and look. Everybody else said it did not change. But let me ask you this. If you had, for Ole Miss, you had a guy the last 10 seconds of the game, wide open inside the 10-yard line, drops a pass. You know, the officials didn't do that. Auburn didn't do that. By the way, if you're going to complain about bad calls, then you got to complain about the touchdown that Auburn had taken off the board to start the second half on that bogus holding call it was bogus on two fronts. One, it's 10 yards away from the plate. Two, it wasn't even holding. Plus, you've also got to go back and look on Ole Miss's last drive. They had three.
But why does it happen every week with Auburn?
Why does
I
don't know. I wish it didn't come down to that. But, you know, Ole Miss has nobody to blame but themselves. Like I said, I mean, you had a guy wide open. And, by the way, how do you know that Auburn was still not to come back and won the game? Because there was 5 minutes and 27 seconds left. Now, maybe we wouldn't have. I don't know. I hope there's no controversy. But, once again, like I've said before, the last 3 years, we've got hosed against LSU. I didn't hear anybody complaining about Auburn getting hosed then. And so, you know, there are plenty of other plays that could have made the difference in that game. And so, and I tell you, I love Gus's answer to that today when he was asked about it. He just said, because he was actually asked, what do you say for people who think that Auburn is maybe benefiting from officials' calls? And he brought up the kick return, and he said, you know what, and we won the game. He didn't want to get into – calling out other bad calls, you know.
Well, you're not able to. You're not able to. You get fined if you call them out.
That's correct. And Lane Kiffin did, and he got fined, and he should have. But I would ask Lane, did the officials or did Auburn make your wide receiver or your tight end drop that pass that could have been a touchdown?
Yeah, I got you.
I don't know whether he scored or not, but anyway, hey, let me give my
okay.
score.
All right.
I'm going to say 49-17, Alabama, and Alabama total yards, 537.
Hey, Dwayne, thank you so much, man. I have been spending a lot of time thinking about you, man. Hang in there, my friend.
All right. Hey, for those who don't know, this coming Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, well, starting at 1, but at 2 o'clock, we're having a memorial service for my dad, who passed away from Alzheimer's and dementia. And so anyway, and that's part of the reason why I haven't been on. Got a whole lot of stuff going on. Anyway, y'all all have a great day. And you know what? This week we're gonna beat LSU. And but the thing is, whether we do or don't, I hope there is no, you know, anything like has been either beat them or don't. One to two.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, let's have it where it's just cut and dried. Who won the game and not an official's call. And that's the way it ought to be.
A lot less drama. Thank you, man.
Yes.
Thank you, Dwayne. Hang in there. Dwayne, longtime charter member of the game. He's been calling us for 20 years, been the Auburn guy. We'll come back. Brett in Mobile, Ellis, Manchester, Tennessee, Rebecca in Texas, Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
A warm afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. A few isolated showers through tonight. The high today, 82. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain becoming widespread by afternoon, continuing tomorrow night and becoming windy at times. The high, 77. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, WTIDFM and ESPN Radio, bringing you all things sports in T-Town. You're listening to Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. The host of the game, Ryan Fowler, and the host of the Martin Houston Show, Martin Houston, have combined to offer a show filled with in-depth analysis of Alabama football and more. Alabama Tradition broadcasts live on Tide 100.9 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. and is available live and on playback on numerous affiliates around the Southeast. Check out alabamatradition.com for a list of affiliates, as well as other great content.
All right, so let's go down to Brett down in Mobile. Brett, you're on a Dreamland score prediction day. I hope you're having an awesome day, man.
Oh, of course. Yeah, just waiting on another storm. Yeah, just hanging out.
Hopefully that thing will go another direction, at least slow down. And you guys have had a busy tropical season.
Yeah, it's been all over the place. Louisiana more than us, unfortunately, but it is what it is. But Mississippi State is coming to town, and they always play us tough. But I guess if I listen to ESPN, or if I get this correctly, even some fans that I actually listen to, that, you know, maybe we should just give up and lay down and die and give up the national championship because Waddle's out.
Well, I mean, it's disappointing to watch him, but I think you can find a way. I don't know if you can replace him, but I think that you'll have to take it up with a lot of different players to pick up that production.
No, you just change the way you play offense.
You just run it down their throat?
Well, that's one way, but, you know.
That's one way.
That's one way, but I think Brian Robinson and Najee can do their part, but I'm not going to say we're going to do everything we did against Georgia, but, you know, if Bolden looks like what he did against Tennessee, he looked more like a possession-type receiver to me. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, please.
I think he can be more than that.
And Michi is, you know, he's
– stretch the field,
he's
Devontae.
He's got to be the man. And,
yeah, and
Devontae, yeah. He's already a legend in Alabama football.
Sure.
Come on.
Greatest play maybe in Alabama history.
One of them.
One of, yeah.
If not it. I mean, between that and the goal line stand, that's probably my top two.
That might be a fun show. Yeah. We could do in the offseason. It might be a fun show that we could do in the offseason with that.
Yeah. I would say those are the top two in my life that I've lived. But anyway, at watching Mac Jones and his play, I think, watched him take a big hit against Georgia. I can't remember the second or third quarter. I mean, he got laid out.
He did. It was one up high and one low that kind of pinned him down.
Yeah.
It just kind of scared me.
Yeah.
Well, in the first play of the game, he got popped in the head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that was Tua, we'd been bringing in helicopters. I'm sorry. No. I mean, I know he was a great quarterback, but every time we turn around, it seemed like he had an injury. But Mac Jones stood up, got back and put us up to the line and had another play.
Yeah. So,
with that kind of mentality, you got to have positive thoughts.
Yeah.
And just because Waddle's out doesn't mean we're dead.
No, I agree. I think we've been pretty down on the defense. But, Brett, I'm trying to squeeze in our final few callers
here.
No, you're fine. I mean, I agree with a lot of stuff that you're saying. I'm right there with you. I think you're making great points. Give me a score. What do you think, Brett?
I think it's Mississippi State.
Always play us tough. Yeah.
They play us tough.
But it's normally after LSU. It's normally after LSU, so we're a little bit beat up.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Didn't they have a week off?
They did. They had 2 weeks. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say 37-20.
Okay. Bama.
And 445.
37-20, 445. Hey, Brett, thank you as always.
All right, man. All right. Roll call.
Right back to you. Brett down in Mobile. Let's go to Ellis, Manchester, Tennessee. Ellis, good afternoon. You're in the game.
So I got beat out again.
Ellis, I wish I could do something about it.
By the tiebreaker.
Dead gum tiebreaker. I don't know. You had 450.
I'll get there.
You had 450 and he had 427.
Mm-hmm. I'll get there. It just takes some time.
Well, he may have cheated on your paper. He may have copied on your paper. He may have looked over and said, "Dad gummit, I better go less than that." So that's probably what he did.
I've had fun with the ball fan.
I can only imagine.
You know what I done when I walked into the church Sunday morning?
Oh, I can't even wrap my head around it. But
first thing when I walked in the door and walked into the auditorium, I go, "Good morning and roll tide."
What'd they say?
They just shook their head and lowered their heads.
No smack talkers, huh?
No smack talkers.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, you know, 5,120 days since the last time the Volunteers have lined up and beat your Alabama Crimson Tide.
And one more thing, I'm going to give you my score because I know you got to go. But it's bad, Jalen Waddle, but him. But the one thing I'm going to miss the most about him is seeing him smile when he's out there on that field.
He's a happy guy, isn't he?
Yes, loves it. I mean, he just loves it. He's always that. And I'm going to miss that. I'd give anything in the world if I could tell him that, you know, that I'm going to miss your smile. But that's one thing I look forward to is watching him smile when he's playing out there.
Well, I hate when anybody gets hurt, but one of the good guys gets hurt, just kind of hurts you even more. You know what I mean? It just...
I'm not picking sides, but it just...
You know, when you look at a guy like Jalen Waddle, he's a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
All right, Ellis, talk to me, man. Talk to me. Come on, here we go. Alabama, Mississippi. 52-17. Bama, total offensive yards.
425.
52-17. Thank you, Ellis.
All right, roll tide.
Right back to you. Might have to go in a little bit of faster pace. Let me get a Ram and McCullough. Ram, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan, good to talk to you, buddy. I'll be quick. I'm going to say 48-20, and we're going to have 437 yards.
All right, 437. I'm going to repeat the score. 48-20, 437. Got it, Ram?
Right. Thank you, Ryan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Let's go to Rebecca out in Texas. Rebecca, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good. Good. I hope you are, too.
I'm calling for my husband. He works nights, and he's a huge Alabama fan, and he gave me this number and didn't tell me what I was doing.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, all we do is take a score, so it's simple, very, very simple.
Yeah. He said Alabama's 48-24 with 426 yards.
All right, let me write it down. 48-24 Alabama, and give me the yardage one more time.
426.
Okay, 48-24, 426. All right, Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Rebecca calling in for her husband. I think there's a lot of people that do that. Hey, we've actually got one line available if you want to jump in. 205-342-9904. And as the minute we say that, the phone calls light up like a Christmas tree. Ron in Maryland. Ron, good afternoon, my friend. You're in the game.
Roll Tide, Ron. I'll be quick.
Now, you're fine. How are you doing? Pretty good.
56-10, 575. And I was hoping to get in earlier because I want to talk to you about something that
we've got a couple of minutes. No, you're all right.
No, it's going to take a while. So they were talking about it on Martin Houston's show this morning while I was driving to work. And of course, I was almost at work. I couldn't call in, but I'll try to get back tomorrow and we'll discuss it.
Okay. Was he positive or negative? I'm curious now.
They were talking about our defense. What else?
Are they believing in Alabama's defense?
Well, what they said was that we needed to stop allowing other teams to get matchups that are in their favor is what they were talking about.
I got you. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I'd kind of like to hear Martin explain that. But, you know, Nick Saban. Go ahead, Ron.
I was just going to say, I'll call back tomorrow. And
yeah, please do. Please do. I always enjoy our chats, man. Thank you.
All righty. Roll Tide.
Right back to you. Roll Tide. Ron in Maryland. All right. We've got probably time for one more call. Let's go down to Peck in Andalusia. Peck, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. Just managing this 5 hours radio. It's Tuesday's my long day. You know, everybody else, hump day is Wednesday. Once I get down from Tuesday, I feel like I'm downhill the rest of the way.
Well, you do a fantastic job. I really enjoyed the show.
Well, we have fun. I hope that comes across, man.
It most certainly does.
Yeah. I mean, we have a blast, man. And I have some great people that work behind the scenes that are an asset to the show and faithful listeners like you, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Hey, I want to get my score on that Bama Mississippi State game. I think Bama's going to have some new talent that's going to be showcased this weekend.
All right.
And I think it's 63-28.
All right. Say it one more time, 63-28?
Yes, sir.
All right, 63-28.
Total yards, 599.
All right, 63-28, 599. Got it.
That's it. Now, yeah, I wanted to make one comment real quick.
Sure.
You know, you scared, you know, the SEC officiating squads to come out with that statement today. And I thought it was an interesting one.
Yeah,
and I went back and I looked at that play again, put it on super slow-mo. And you know what I noticed about that official that was right there that supposedly made the call? He was actually texting on his phone.
Was he really? I'd be a son of a gun. Don't he know that he's not supposed to do that during the game?
Well, actually, I went ahead and checked. You know, the rule book for the officials, there's not a rule about them not texting during a ball game.
Leave it to Auburn to create something crazy.
Truly. And you know who he was texting?
Who was
he? He was texting. Well, Gus Malzahn texted him apparently as soon as the ball was kicked off. And then he was going ahead and texting me back that said he didn't care what kind of pizza they got after the game.
I would imagine Gus is probably one of those $5 Little Caesars pizza. You know what I mean? He can't really do the expensive stuff. All right, I gotta run. I gotta run, Peck. Be good, man.
Okay.
All right. And I apologize. I couldn't get to all those callers right there at the end. Everybody kind of jammed up right there at the end. Hey, Brian, appreciate you, man. Awesome job, man. Thank you, sir. Tommy, always the great job right there. Joe as well. I'm Ryan Fowler, reminding you that we call this program The Game, and the only way that you can win the big game, the game of life, is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good night, T-Town. Have a wonderful evening. Martin Houston, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.